Live Breakfast with Nikki Campbell and Rachel Burden.
Now, Nikki, 25 years ago today, a new voice was revealed to the nation on Radio 1.
On 10.53 and 10.89 to welcome someone brand new, ultra fresh. She's even washed for the occasion.
That's a lie.
Put your hands together for Nikki Campbell.
You're too kind. Far too kind. Good. Thank you very much, Robbie. See you next week.
You will. Good luck. Good luck with your first show.
Thanks very much. You were playing some hot stuff tonight, by the way. Welcome. And the weekend starts here. Well, mine does anyway. Nikki Campbell on Radio 1, a brand new show between now and midnight. I'll tell you a bit more about it after Michael.
Oh, God, no.
Hot stuff.
Now, Nikki, here's a man you might remember. Johnny Beerling was controller of Radio 1 at the time. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning, Johnny.
Many congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
And Richard Evans as well we've got with us, who read the news on Nikki's show. Hi, Richard.
I did. Morning, Nikki.
Hi, Richard.
Lovely to have you all with us to talk about this historic moment.
Anyway.
Johnny, listen, what on earth made you want to employ this young man, Nikki Campbell?
Oh, well, he was just the sort of man I was looking for the new look Radio 1, you remember, when I came in trying to get away from the smashy and nicey image, you know, and people like Nikki and Simon Mayo, you know, they epitomised what it was all about, and he was perfect for the spot.
You can see my friend Simon he was there a year before me, but he kept strangely quiet about his 25th.
Did he?
Yeah.
I wonder why that would be. Well, so two others I started, Terry Wogan and Steve Wright, they kept fairly quiet as well, haven't they?
And Richard, what do you remember about your first encounter with Nikki?
Well, I think Nikki would admit that 1987 was a strange time to arrive at Radio 1, as Johnny says. I mean, this was a station in transition from the entertainment station to the youth station we know today. And here come this, was it fresh-faced young man in the evening talking about politics and philosophy, you know, and your more senior colleagues weren't exactly doing what's your favourite sandwich or something like that, but there were a few raised eyebrows there.
Johnny, you used to have a sign on the studio wall. One thought, one link, which for many of us was a bit of a struggle.
somebody wrote underneath a wag, you'll be lucky.
Did you know, Johnny, that he wasn't just going to link from tune to tune?
That was one of the best talk shows and music shows that we ever did, and I always thought Nikki was at his strongest when he was doing that.
That's really kind of
you. He's all right in the early morning as well.
Well, that's very, very kind of you, and I was expecting any of this.